Next item, Deputy Commissioner Bowen, you want to give us a briefing? And then, I see Dr. Orth back there. We're getting close to lunch, and we've done this before. We've had this discussion. I do not want to rush through your presentation. So what I may do is take lunch. Real quick.
My problem is, I'm on the board of supervisors in Augusta, and I have a...
Now, this is like circuit court. We take precedence over them. Bottom line is, give us your briefing, then we'll have Dr. Orth, then we'll go to lunch.
Okay.
Lunch is undercover, and it can wait.
Okay.
Bob, for you, anything.
I will try to keep this brief. I'm going to inform you all of the shellfish working group that was convened by the governor this summer and the resulting taskers that have been given to MRC and legislation that resulted. So this summer, the governor and the Secretary of Natural Resources convened a working group to address some of the user conflicts around shellfish aquaculture in the tidewaters of the Commonwealth. On that group, there were members of the nonprofit community, industry, senators, delegates, local landowners, a marine contractor, and various staff from the MRC. The goal of the working group, we met four times, was to find items we could come to agreement on by consensus. Not compromise, but consensus. And as a result, we came out with several items, both for MRC to conduct and to do this summer, as well as legislation. So I'm going to cover the taskers to MRC first. So as a result of the working group, MRC has been tasked with developing a regulation to establish a beneficial use standard, and with that, talking with the industry about possible use plans. We have also been asked to develop rulemaking addressing lease renewal exemptions and providing additional clarification on what those are. And lastly, we've been tasked with developing electronic means for accepting application materials for shellfish growers, and we are already working on that. The other set of items that came up in legislation, and the key piece of legislation I'm going to talk to you about today is Senate Bill 1413 from Senator Monty Mason, because that has an emergency action clause in it. So if or when the governor signs it, it will go into effect immediately. There are three key pieces in that bill that affect the work of the commission. The first one is that it gives the commissioner discretion with respect to setting precise locations of riparian ground. Right now, the commission sets the ground based on where the owner may designate. This gives the commissioner more discretion and will hopefully avoid user conflicts, both with existing leases as well as, like, not setting riparian grounds in the channel. So this, again, came out of the working group to decrease user conflicts. The other thing that came up in legislation is that for permits, transfers, and renewals, the commissioner will now consider factors set out in subsection A of 28.2.1205, and that's what governs the public trust doctrine. So it's just further clarifying the many things that the commission looks at when they assign planting ground and when the commissioner renews and transfers ground. Last thing, and this is probably going to be the one that gets most attention, is an increase in fees for permitting, transfer, and leasing. So currently the fee for permitting is $25. It will increase to $300 for permits of less than 5 acres. For permits 5 acres to 25 acres, it will be $500. And for permits above 25 acres, it will be $1,000. The same scale applies to lease transfers. So lease transfers will be $300, $500, and $1,000. The last thing that was set around lease renewals is they gave us the discretion to set lease renewal fees up to $300. And so the commission staff will undertake a rulemaking to determine what that lease renewal fee will be. But the cap on that will be $300. So those are the key changes in legislation. This legislation has not been signed. But, again, when it is signed, it will go into effect immediately. Any questions?
Thank you. Any questions? A lot of work. There's those four meetings over 5 or 6 months, and then we had sidebar meetings here at the commission to kind of work through these things, and a lot of help from industry. It really, really helped a lot. So we're pleased it worked out, and We had a total of two governor's bills that came out of this. One, as Ellen said, is emergency and waiting to be signed, and I talked yesterday, and hopefully it's going to be pretty soon. The other one deals with some issues that we've been always dealing with in the Lynn Haven River that has not been signed and won't go. It's not an emergency. It won't go into effect until July. We'll get a briefing on that a little bit later. Counselor, I see you. Did you have a question?
I'm sorry, Mayor.
Good. Okay. Good to have you here.